paragraph base. Now Rav Nosson Zal begins his interpretation and how he's going to tie this into the topic of Orla. V'hine ikar tikun mezoina denishmoso shehu horeach ho ikar al yedei tikun hadas. The main way that we prepare food and energy and nourishment for the soul is reach, smell, which is generated through tikkun hadas, by a person perfecting his brain, his mind. Shehem tlas moichim, which consists of three levels of seichel. Shehem mechitzois prusois bifnei taivas niyuf. And those three levels of seichel are like three barriers, three dividers that protect the person and block the person from being invaded by thoughts, wrong types of thoughts of women, chas shalom, sinful thoughts. Kimavur b'maimer hanal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran, she'ikar hakilkulhu kishasitrachra mizgaberes at sheyoinekes mehadas, chas shalom. Rabbeinu Zal shows there that the main problem, the main destruction comes about when the sitrachra becomes so powerful that they're able to draw from the das. They're able to draw energy from das. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, v'hanochosh hoyo orum. The nochosh, the snake, which represents the other side. The word nochosh is bigimatria satan with the koilel. The nochosh is the other side. Hoyo orum was shrewd. Orum means smart, shrewd, in a negative sense, in a harmful way. So we see that there's a possibility of the other side drawing from the das. She'oz mizgaber taivas niyuf. And when that happens, when the sitrachra is drawing from the das, then the taivas niyuf becomes strong. Shebo al yedei kilkul hamoyach, which comes about when the mind gets messed up. Shehu mechitza prusa b'fnei zois ha-taiva. We said the mind, the brain, was a barrier keeping out this taiva. So when the sitrachra is drawing from the mind, from the das, then the barrier is down, then the sitrachra can get in. Then this taiva sniyuf gets into the person's head. Ve'oz tzrichin ha-tfila b'bechinas din shel ha-bal koyach. And then when the das gets messed up, Rabbeinu Zal shows there, then the chesed, the Rachmonis, gets messed up. Because Rabbeinu Zal shows that Rachmonis is toloy in das. Chesed comes from Chochma Bina Das. So when that happens, you can't use the regular channel of tefillah, the channel of chesed and Rachmonis, but rather then you need the powerful person who's able to give forth a tefillah bebechinas din. Ve'oz daiko zoichin lakoil hanal. And when that tefillah bebechinas din is given the right way, that generates the coil, the special coil that nourishes the garden, the sweet aromas in the garden that we mentioned earlier. Shal yodoi gedelin kol horechois shehu mezoina den shmosa, which nourishes all these smells, which is the soul food. That's the food for the soul. Avol kishahadas pogum, whereas when the das is defective, when it gets messed up, umizgaber chas v'shon taivas niyuf, and the desire, the illegal, the wrong type of desire for women becomes strong within people, azai bevadai ein zoichin lemezayin den shmosa. Then the person does not receive the energy, the nourishment that they need for the soul. Ve'ikar pegam hadas, dahainu pegam taivas niyuf, shehu pegam mezoina deshmosa, hu al yedei hizgabrus mezoina degufa. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to connect it further. We said before that pegam in das leads to taivas niyuf, which robs the mezoina deshmosa. But Rav Nosson Zal now, he has another piece to this, but we also learned earlier that mezoina degufa robs mezoina deshmosa. That the more you feed the body, especially when it's excessive, when a person eats to excess, or they drink to excess, or they eat foods that are excessive, that are unnecessary, or they drink the type of drink, liquor, intoxicating beverages, that again is unnecessary. It's not what a person needs to exist on, to live a healthy life. So we learned earlier that the main thing that's poigim in the mezayna de nishmasa is mezayna de gufa. She'al yodoi nechlash mezayna de nishmasa. That weakens the thing that feeds sometimes, what gives the body strength, weakens the soul. Kemavor sham, as Rabbein Azal explains over there, she'idei mezayna de gufa nechlash mezayna de nishmasa. That the energy that feeds the body weakens the energy that feeds the soul. So far now we have two things that weaken the soul. We said mezayna de gufa weakens the soul, and we said pegam in das, which leads to taivas niyuf, also weakens the soul. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to tie them together. V'zeh b'chinas pegam achilas eitz hadas toivora. And this is tied into Adam and Chava eating from the Eitz Hadas. Shalidei she'ochal Adam rish me'Eitz Hadas v'zgaber mezoina de gufa. By Adam eating from the Eitz Hadas, which was a wrong type of eating, and therefore we classify it as mezoina de gufa, it wasn't feeding the soul, but rather it was feeding the body in a manner that opposes the soul. Aidei zeh nechlash mezoina de nishmasa. That subtracted from, that detracted from the energy of the soul. And that's what opened the door for the Sitra Achra to be able to draw from the Das Dikdusha. When the Neshama becomes weak, the Neshama is also the Moyach, the Das, the Sechel. When we put on tefillin in the morning, we say Shah Neshama Sheba Moichi. So when the Neshama becomes weak, the Das becomes weak, those barriers go down, the Sitra Achra is able to jump on the Das and be able to take it to its side. The Sitra Achra is able to draw energy from the Das. Bechinas, as we find right over there, where the Torah speaks about the Eitz Hadas, it says, Vahanocha Shoya Orum. And the snake was sly, shrewd. Vaydezeh Nofal Taivas Niyuf Kamuva. And this is what caused Adam HaRishon to fall into Taivas Niyuf, as is brought. Kemuva, as is brought, she Adam HaRishon pogam betayvas niyuf, that Adam HaRishon was poigame in bris. The Gemara says Adam HaRishon moshuch ba'or losoy hoya, and the Gemara says that for him it was considered a pegam. He was created on Friday, and he was supposed to wait to be with his wife, to wait till Shabbos. And had he done that, everything would have been perfected, him and his wife, and the whole creation and everything. His act of not waiting was considered to be an aspect of Pegama Bris also. V'chol zeh boloi ayidei chet achilas eitz hadas. And all of this happened to Adam Rishon as a result of this eating from the Eitz Hadas, dahainu mezoina de gufa, meaning he directed the energy to the body in a manner that opposes the soul. Shaidei zeh nifgam hadas, that caused his das to become defective, ad shebol taivas niyuf, to the point where it led to an illegal type of desire for women, v'nechlash mezayna d'nishmasa, thereby weakening his soul, lessening the energy, the nourishment to the soul. Ki ho b'ho talya kemuvan shom b'may marnal, because these two are dependent on each other, as Rabbein Azal explains over there. The mezayna d'gufa and the mezayna d'nishmasa, that relationship, and the issue of pegama das and how that affects the neshama. V'alkein hoyo tikunoi shel Adam HaRishon al yedei hakoil hanal. Now, how did this get fixed up? How is this repaired? Through the coil, this special coil. Bebechinas, as the Torah says, that when this happened to Adam HaRishon, he went to hide, and Hashem came looking for him in Gan Eden, and Hashem called out to him. Hashem said, Ayeko. And Adam HaRishon didn't respond at first. And then Hashem said, didn't you hear me call you? So he said, yes, I heard your voice and I got scared. That's why I went to hide. Bibichinas es koilcho shamati bagan vo'ira hanemar sham. ki Adam Rishon osa tshuva al chetoi, because Adam Rishon repented for his sin. Ve'ikra tshuva v'atikin shel chet Adam Rishon shu pegam anal dainu shezgaber mezon eguf al mezon shmosa v'nechla shadaz shezgaber tavis niv kanal. The main tshuva and correction for the pegam of Adam Rishon, which was that the body became stronger than the soul, and the das became weakened, and tavis niv took over. Rabbi Nazal says over there in the Kutumaran that if you want to fix this, the only way it can get fixed, again, when the nachash is drawing from the das and the rachmonis, so you can't daven the regular kind of tefillah, but rather you need a bal koyach who can daven that tefillah bebechinas din. Shazai has sitrach roitzel of loya gam zois hatefillah. And when that tefillah bebechinas din is generated, when that missile is shot, then the sitrachra wants to swallow it. Machmashu bebechinas din, because the tefillah is labeled din, and the sitrachra says, "That's me, I'm din." Afal machmashu zois hatefillah bebechinas din humi bal koyach anal. However, because that missile was shot from a super powerful cannon, because of the fact that the tzaddik who gave forth that tefillah bebechinas din was super, super powerful, al kein zoi satfilo hu yomedes la sitrachra beis habliya shalei. When the sitrachra tries to swallow it, he does not succeed. But rather, the tefillah gets stuck, it gets lodged in the throat of the sitrachra, ad shemuchrach lohoki ulohitzi kol achi shladusha shebola. And it causes the sitrachra to give back, to return, to vomit up mountains and mountains of holiness and mitzvahs and das that the sitrachra had swallowed up, it's forced to return to the kedusha. Kimavur sham heite b'maimer anal, as Rabbi Nazal explains very clearly over there in Torah Ches and Likutim Rantanina. V'se b'chinas, this is what the pasuk says there in the beginning of Bereishis, v'yisperu alei te'ena, v'yasu lehem chagoyros, that Adam and Chava took leaves, fig leaves, and they made belts for themselves. Chagoyro zebechinas tfila. A belt is associated with tfila. Bebechinas tfila bebechinas din. It represents specifically the tfila from din. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, chagoyr charbecho al yorech, gibor hoidcho vadorecho. This is a pasuk in Tehillim, which says, tie your sword to your loins, you gibor, you powerful one. And we know Hainu Shitzrichin Lach Goresatsmoi Bekoyach Godoy Lubigvura Gedoilo Lispalil Tfilo Bebchinas Din. A person has to bind himself real tightly. He has to gird his loins and prepare himself with tremendous power and strength to generate this Tfilo Bebchinas Din, which is called a sword, cherev. Bebchinas, as the Gemara says, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Roima Mois Kael Begroinam, they praise Hashem with their throats, V'cherev Pifiois Biodom, and that's a double-edged sword in their hands. So we see that there's a certain kind of tefillah, a tefillah bebechinas din, that's referred to as this cherev. This cherev, as the Pasuk said, Chagor Charbachal Yorech Gibor, that there's a cherev of gvura, there's a tefillah of gvura, of din. Hainu tefillah bebechinas din, shehi bechinas cherev, bechinas din. V'zehu v'yispere aleiteino, and this is why it says they took fig leaves, v'dorsh rabbi senozal, and the Gemara says on that, badovor shekilkalu boi niskenu. That item that they messed up in, that Adam and Chava messed up in, with that same item they corrected, they fixed. Ki eitz sheochlu te'eno hoya, hainu kanal. Because one of the opinions in the Gemara is that the tree, the Eitz Hadas, was a fig tree. So therefore they were poigim in figs, now they corrected it with figs. Rav Nosson Zal says, hainu kanal. This goes back to what we mentioned earlier. Ki ikar hakilkul vapigam shalachilat Eitz Hadasu, shaydeze noflu letaivas niyuf, shum moichin dekatnus. The main damage that was caused by eating from the Eitz Hadas was that it caused them to fall into Taivas Niyuf, which is a weakening of the Das, which is called Moichin de Katnus, Vehizgabru Hadinim Chasishon. And when the Das becomes weakened, when the Rachmonis, we said Das and Rachmonis go together, when the Rachmonis becomes weakened, then the din becomes strengthened. Vehizgabru Hadinim Chasishon. This caused a strengthening of din. Shemishom Yenika Sasitrachra Kanal. And din is the source of energy for the Sitrachra. That's where they draw their power from. Alkain, Tzorech Lesakain, Badovor Sheniskalkel. Therefore, when you want to fix this, you have to fix it with what you originally messed up. Dahainu Sheizgaber Atzmoy Lehispalel Tfila Bebechin as Din Daiko. You messed up. Your sin gave strength to the Midas Hadin. In order to correct it, you're going to have to generate an opposing din. You're going to have to generate a corresponding din that's going to destroy the din that you generated by your sin. Dainu shizgabra atzmoy lespal tfilo b'chinis din daika b'koyach godol at shezois hatfilo tamoid lasitroch beris abliya shaloi. Person should give forth a tfilo b'chinis din which will end up lodging itself in the throat of the sitrach, as we explained earlier. V'zehu v'yisperu alei te'eno hainu shelokhu hadovor shekilkuluboy. They took that item that they had messed up with, figs, shehu b'chinas hizgabrus hadinim, shizgabru alidei avoinim. This means they took the midas hadin, which they generated with their sin, v'zehu b'chinas te'eno shehu loshen din. And Rav Nosson Zal says, now I'll show you that the word te'eno is associated with din, b'b'chinas, as the Pasuk says in Shoftim, ki soyano humevakesh. When Shimshon HaGibor engaged the Philistines, it says he was looking for an excuse to start a fight with them. He was looking for a way to engage them, to rile them up, to be able to fight with them. So it uses the word soyano humevakesh, shehuloshen alila vidin. He was looking for a libel, an excuse, a judgment with which to get involved in a fight with them, a judgment, and then be able to do what he had to do to them. Hainu shelokhu alei te'eno, meaning that Adam and Chava took these fig leaves, shehu hadovor shekilkulu, that's what they messed up with, b'chinas dinim, v'yasu lehem chagoyrois. And they made belts, they made tefillah, shechogru atzmon bekoyach godol, v'spalu tefillah b'b'chinas din shel bal koyach. They used that din that was caused, that was generated by their sin, they used that din now, they harnessed that energy to generate a tefillah b'b'chinas din. B'chinas chagor charbuchal yorech hanemar ala tefillah, kemuv b'mokam acher. Like this pasuk, tie your sword to your loins, which is related to tefillah, like Rabbeinu Zal brings in chapter 2 in the first half of Likut Imran. Ki hatefillah nikreis chagoyra. Now Rabbeinu Zal gives us another proof that tefillah is called a belt. Tying, k'moy shekosu v'hoyo tzedek ezor mosnov ve'emuna ezor chalotzov. Tzedek will be the belt around his mosnayim and emuna the belt around his chalotzov. Emuna zebchinas tefillah. We know that emuna is always synonymous with tefillah. As Rabbeinu Zal writes, the pasuk in Chumash where it says that Moshe Rabbeinu's hands were outstretched in emuna, vayihi yodov emuna, and the Targum says bitzloi in tefillah.